We are going to study the second chapter or second of the Mamorim of the Pritzadik on Parshas Bereishis. He quotes the Medrash Rabbah and Bereishis Rabbah. The Bereishis Rabbah, of course, is the classic important Medrash, a definitive Medrash, one that Rashi very, very often uses as a basis for understanding what the Pshat of Chumash is all about, what the meaning and intent of the Chumash is. And the Medrash Rabbah tells us that the Psukim that talk about Or, mention Or five times. When Hashem creates light, Vayar Elokim Yehi Or, that's one, Vayehi Or, that's two, Vayar Elokim Yehi Or Kitov, that's three, Vayavdil Bein, Har V'Nechashich, that's four, and finally, Vayikra Elokim La'or, Yom, V'Lachashich, Kerelele, that's five. The Medrash says, these five times that it says light, Hey Pamim Or, Shenizkur B'Mamer Yehi Or, Keneged Chamishachim Sheter. That it says five times Or, and that they correspond to the five Chumashim of the Torah. Now, the Rav Tzadik is all about which and why and how, and it really helps us define what light means, what it means to say, let there be light. Because obviously, in scientific terms, we understand it to mean photons, we understand it to mean energy, potential, therefore, for all kinds of things to be created. And in the spiritual realm, light means all kinds of things that can be done and created and accomplished with the right guidance, in the right way, with the right light motivating us, with the right light within us, and then we bring out that light and cause it to shine through what it is that we do. Let's see what Rav Tzadik says. Yemer Kim Yehi Or, the first time it says, Yemer Kim Yehi Or, let there be light, that is Keneged Sefer Bereishis. That corresponds to Sefer Bereishis, Shebo Nisasek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ubaro Elamai. He wants a world in which there should be people, and people should accomplish something. And they should be able to reflect the fact that there is Eirei Shel Olam, the great light, and people who reflect that light are the holy people. Who are they? Am Yisrael. But till we get to Am Yisrael, Sefer Bereishis begins with Adam, and the 10 Dairis to Noach, the 10 Dairis to Avraham, and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and finally the Shvatim. And with that, Bereishis closes. Because Bereishis is the book of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating a world and wanting to fill that world with light. But you can only fill a world with light if there's something on which the light can be seen, where the light can be played on it, and you'll see the light reflected. You'll see that light grow. Hainu, shenitzrichu nefashais, sheyiyu kelim lekabalas ha'or. You have to have nefashais. You need to have the people who are the light, that then is the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you could see in a person, in the person's goodness, in the person's rectitude, in the person's entire holiness. But they can only be receptacles and receivers of light if they are indeed of the right stuff, if they're made up of what it takes. And the Kuzari famously says that it was within Adam, but it was not the preponderance of what was Adam. And it was in Noach, but it was not the preponderance of what was Noach, and so on, until the refining process brings out Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and then the Shifteka, Yaakov, Mitosei Shlema. V'heim kola nefashois she'ovru b'sefer Bereishis b'hishtal shalois hadairois. All the generations are intended to bring out, all of the generations we read about in Bereishis are all aimed at, and the goal is to bring out ad shenoldu yud beis shifteka, the eventual shvatim, the eventual forebears on which Am Yisrael was founded. V'heima heim ikur hakelim l'kabolas ha'or. They are The Iker Kalim, they are the vessels in which light can be given over and then be made to shine from those vessels. That's why he are is Bereshis, Book of Bereshis. The next, Yihiar is Bereshis. Vayihiar, now that light has been created, Keneged Sefer Va'elu Shemais, the next emerging light is Am Yisrael, emerging from the Choshech, the darkness of Mitzrayim, Shabo Yotzu Yisrael Me'afelu La'era, as we call redemption, going from the terrible darkness to the great light. V'hainu Hizgalus Or HaTorah, the revelation of the light of Torah, beaming out from Sinai, from Har Sinai to Am Yisrael. Again, they are the Klei Kibul, and they are the ones who are going to spread the light. The next step is for Am Yisrael to spread the heavenly light ba'olam hazeh. V'golos Mitzrayim hakodem hu hachanu lazeh. Why the Book of Shemais begins first with Galus? Because that's the context in which, more than that, even the formative nexus through which light was made to emerge. K'mesha Amru, Gimel Matanois, Shem Bayechoi famously says in the Gemara in Brachos, three great gifts to Am Yisrael, all Al Yidei Yisurin, they all came first with pain, because Rav Kook once said that they come only with pain because that which is outside of Teva is not going to come easily, it's not going to come naturally, if you will. And those are, of course, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. And therefore, Torah, which came to us after Yetzias Mitzrayim, required that we first are in Mitzrayim, and then from that is born a certain light. Next, Vayar Lekim Esa'or Ki Toiv. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks and says, the light is good. Which light is that about which you say Ki Toiv? That's the mitzvahs and the way to serve Hashem, which is what Sefer Vayikra is all about, Teres Kahanim, it's all about how to serve Hashem, how to turn the light back around toward Hashem. Keneged Sefer Vayikra Shehu Malei Hilchos Rabbis, Malei Halachis Rabbis. It's so full of halachis and full of halachis that pertain to how to serve Hashem. V'hainu hispashtu sa'or b'chol ha'pratim. That life has an ability to be lit up, that life can become something aglow with the way a Jew lives by mitzvahs and by simtovim, by serving Hashem. That is a light b'chol ha'pratim. In all small things, in all created things, and in all moments. But that's because we have practical mitzvahs and we have avodah. We have ways to serve Hashem so that we can bring out the light in us through what we do and shine it back out into the world and toward Hashem. So Hashem is seen in our light. That's the Book of Vayikra. Vayavdel Elokim bein ha'or uvein ha'choshech. Now comes a very deciding moment. And that is the moment, tragically, when the Dor HaMidbar seems destined to not make it into Eretz Yisrael. Keneged Sefer BaMidbar, that fourth mentioned, Vayavdel Akim Bein Orav HaNechoshech, is referring to the Dor HaMidbar. Keneged Sefer BaMidbar, Shehu Mavdel Ben Yoytzei Mitzrayim L'Bo'ei HaAretz. That's the book that separates those who will come into Eretz Yisrael and those who will not, because by the end of the Sefer, they are in Arvos Moav, and that generation that was involved in the Chet HaMeraglim is gone. Hainu, Dor HaMidbar, Heim Nefashos Shel HaTorah Shebichsav. They are the people who received Torah, they are the people of Torah Shebichsav, who were at Sinai, the Shishim Ribu Oisius Batorah Ki Yedua. That's why there are that many letters. When you put together the letters and the letters which make up the letters of the Torah, you have the 600,000, and they represent those who were at Sinai. Ubai ha'aretz, heim ha'nefashos to Torah Shebal Peh. But the nefashos of Torah Shebal Peh, they are the ones who are on the receiving end of the oral Torah. That Moshe was kibel mi Sinai u'musara lo Yeshua. Hainu Torah Shebal Peh, the Torah Shebichsav, Mosel Kahan Bnei Levi. And then the other Shvatim wanted, so they also had a Torah. But the Torah that is a Torah Shebal Peh is specifically to the generation that entered Eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, famously, upon Moshe's death, all those thousands of halachas that were forgotten, they were all able to be brought back through Pilpulei Shel Torah, which is through the Kayach of Torah Shebal Peh that was in the leaders of that generation. V'alzeh Amru, Pnei Yehoshua Kipnei Levana. What does that mean? Why is that the way the light of Yehoshua is expressed? Because V'zenik Rechoshech V'layla. Because in the darkness of night, you reflect the light that comes from the sun. But the sun is like the Olam, like the world before Torah Shebal Peh. And then the Choshech is where you seek out the light and try to illuminate what the Torah Shebichsav means, and you do that in really a very, very difficult exercise. In the words of Eicha, literally, Yirmiyahu says, I'm in darkness, like people who are living no longer. But the Gemara in Masech Sanhedrin says, Ze Talmud Shel Bavel. It's referring to Talmud Bavli. That the Machashakim Hashivani, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the Jewish people into Bavel, and there Torah Shebal Peh went on to flourish and grow and became the Torah that we have today in the Talmud. But it's called B'machashakim. Why? So Rabbeinu Chananel, on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, says, because you read a Mishnah, you don't know the reason for that din. You may not know right away the source for that din. You may not know exactly how it's applied. You have to learn the Gemara, and you have to struggle to understand the why and the wherefore of Torah Shebal Peh. And then even after the Gemara, well, there's Machlekes in the Rishonim, how to understand the Gemara and how to apply it up to our time. Differences of opinion and trying to get the light to shine in all of that darkness. So that's Torah Shebal Peh. And the Hevdel, the difference and the separation between them, is expressed by Vayavdel Elohim Ben Ha'or Uben HaChoshech. Similarly, he says, Ubetanchuma, in Parshas Noach, on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, HaHolchim B'Choshech Ro'u Or Gadol. Those who had gone and lived in life in this world in darkness, they are going to see a great light. This is referring to Talmidei Chachamim. The Or Gadol is Sheganzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'amalei Torah, or La'amalei Torah, the people who are going to strive in Torah to try to find the light in all of the darkness, with all of the questions, with all of the, you know, sense of wonderment, but also of almost, quizzical investigation to try to find out what exactly does the Torah mean, because I don't want to remain in this darkness. These people who are Amlei Torah Shebal Peh, they will be rewarded with a great light in the time to come. So the whole point of the Tanchuma is that they are the ones trying to bring out the light by themselves from all the darkness, which is the questions and the doubts and the issues that are vague to them in Olam Hazeh, while they struggle in Olam Hazeh for that Torah which they would like to bring out. Lasidlov HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shine a light for them. It's all going to become clear. Everything they struggle to understand will be illuminated. Ubetargim Shir Hashirim Ubetanchuma, we read that Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Yodah Yom V'Layla Shebiyom Lama Torah Shebichsav V'Layla Torah Shebal Peh. That Moshe Rabbeinu was on Sinai and had Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, each in its time, each in its appropriate point in time. One in the darkness, at night, Torah Shebal Peh. And the other in the day, Torah Shebichsav. I was at the Siyum HaShas many years ago, and Klesenberger Rebbe gave a discussion and talked about the idea of this darkness and Torah Shebal Peh. and the struggle in faith and in the way in that darkness we grow and in that darkness we achieve and bring out more light than there ever was even before that darkness. A beautiful talk. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky spoke thereafter, and Rabbi Yaakov said, well, it's also true that at night you can't read, so you have to have a Teresh Bal Peh. That's the time for something that you can't see, so you'll have to say it by heart. Vayikra Elokim La'or Yoyim. The final time that it says Or, it's Vayikra Elokim La'or Yoyim. Now, it's given a place in the world. And its place and its name is Yoyim. That means permanence. That means that it's a fixture. And it's here for good. That's Keneged Sefer Mishneh Torah. Because by repeating it, it's now permanent. Shehu Kenyan Mashenemar Val Hishanois HaChaloyim El Paroi. Right? Yosef says, the reason that the dream was redundant, Pamayim twice, Kinachayin HaDavar Meyim Hu Elokim, Yosef says. Because it's surely going to happen. So when something is definitive and sure, the fact that it's sure causes a second occurrence, right? Because now that it's repeated, you go, ah, yes, it's permanent. V'hainu al yidei shenishn hadavar pamayim niskayim ha'oira l'kiyum ha'olam. Now this light is made permanent, li'yes nikra, and it's given a name. That this light, nikra or yoim, shehu davar hamavurar. It is something that is clear and something from which all dross and impurity has been removed. It's pure and permanently in place for man's sake. And that's how all five of the Sifrei Chumash are mentioned. V'yemer lekim yihi or, let there be light. There have to be vessels for that light. The people of the book of Bereshis, Sefer Avos, until the emerging 12 tribes, the Shvatim. Vayihi or, Sefer Shmois. It's the light of Torah that was given to Am Yisrael at Sinai, and from there the light was meant to begin to shine to the world. How? Third, Vayar lekim es ha'or, Kitayv, that's the learning of Torah, and the light of Sefer Vayikra, all the mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs of Avodas Hashem. Vayavdalakim ben Hor ben Achashach is the book of Bamidbar, where those who are destined to pass away in the Midbar, the Dor Hadea, the Dor Amidbar, is the Dor, that's the generation of Torah Shebachsav that received Torah in Sinai. And the next generation is that which was the role of that generation was to be the first generation to create and build and expand Torah through the Torah Shebal Peh that was given to Yeshua and Yeshua to the Zakenim. And finally, Vayikra Lekim La'or Yoyim, that's the permanence of light, and that's the book of Dvarim, which is Mishneh Torah, where something is repeated and made solid and, so to speak, reinforced as a way of bearing witness to its true character, definitively, its purpose and its purity. And then he goes on to say, "V'hinei chamisha oiros hema mitzad hamashpia neged hachamisha midos." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who provides this light, provides it to mankind, and in man there are these five important midos. The five midos, through and including Yesod, right? Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Hod, and Yesod. V'hemon nishpoim b'chol yoyim yimei hashavua. And they come to us, and these are the midos, according to Kabbalah, of the person who wishes to be proper, like Avram, and Midas Chesed, and Gvura, like Yitzchak, and Teferes, like Midas Yaakov, and Netzach, Hoyd, and Yisoid. And these all are connected the 5 days of the week up to Chutz Me'erev Shabbos, Shehu Hachono al Shabbos Haba. And That's what the world is all about. The world is about bringing out light. Every day of the week, we want to bring out the light of Chesed, the light of Gvura, the light of Tiferes, the light of Netzach, the light of Hod, the light of Yesod. And those are how we work in these 5 days of the week, with Erev Shabbos already being preparatory to the day of Shabbos Kodesh. So this is how the Pasuk, or the Psukim of Light, give us an understanding of the role that Torah plays in bringing out light to the world. And of course that means that we, each of us, have the ability to have a tremendous amount of a light that emanates, that comes shining forth from who we are and what we do. And the midos through which that light should shine, will shine, are these Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. And they are the forces, even you could say the potential within us, that when actualized, bring out the light that we, Klal Yisrael, are intended to cause to shine in this world.